Here at Beyond, we acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this podcast is being recorded today, the Wadjuk people of the Noongar Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hey, it's Donna Marie. How are you? Coming to you a little bit late this week. As some of you know, it's pretty hectic with work at the minute, and we've had a new addition to the family. Oh, that would be him, Wolfgang. Wolfgang, Mummy's recording a podcast. Do you want to say hello? Or well, you've kind of already said hello. Do you want to come down off the bed? All right, come on. You want to say hello? Yeah. Just jump on here. Come on, Mummy gets you. This is live. Hang on, you hop on your bed so you don't hurt your legs. There we go. So if you're following me on Insta or all the socials, you'll see Wolfgang. He's cute as a muffin, a choc chip muffin. Just beautiful chocolate colour with white stripes. Hilarious. Ouch. Now chewing my feet. He's teething. He's got every toy in the alphabet known to man. And yet he still wants to kind of chew my fingers. He's 7 weeks old. He's amazing. I just wanted to touch a bit on self-care and self-love and all of that. And it's, to be honest, in the past, sorry, it hasn't been, this is live, this herties. No, sorry, I'm going to keep this live because I've always recorded with my baby furs, you know, my baby fur babies in the pod. If you're a regular listener, you'll know. It's so we're live. It's time for you to go to bed, Wolfgang. I'm sitting on a chair and he's like jumping up trying to get on my lap, and he's seen this microphone. He's going, that looks like a really good thing to play with, Mama. So anyway, I want to talk about self-care, self-love, right? Because over the years, I'm going to put my legs up on the table. Over the years, I haven't really enjoyed that topic because I was trained not to really go into self-care much with myself. I was trained to kind of go into self-care for others. And so there was kind of a real kind of rebellion with self-care because I just didn't think it was in my vocabulary, if you like, my body, my nature, my anything. I didn't feel so much guilt and shame around it, but I didn't know that at the time, you know, many years ago. And over the years, obviously unraveling all that trauma and, can, you know, still a work in progress, I always found our favourite. Somebody, Auntie Amanda, brought him a rug and it's brilliant. And now he's chewing all the toys. Yeah. So over the years, as I'm unraveling the trauma and stuff, self-care and self-love means very different things to me. And it's more of a mental thing than it is a physical thing for me, because I can go get the massage, I can go take a walk and whatever. But if I'm not mentally aware of what's going on in my head and where it's coming from, then self-care and all that money I spend on the traditional form of self-care can be kind of useless. If that makes sense. And I understand the old ideas in my head and the fears or the projection or whatever that comes through now and what to do about it. So I just wanted to kind of check in with you and see where you're at with self-care. I've been really pushing myself lately a lot. And I can't even believe that I'm actually doing what I'm doing with work and, you know, Wolfgang and, you know, because with Wolfgang at the minute, so much fun, but we do burpees, we do poo-poos, you know, outside, we do plays, we do sleeping, we have fun, we run amok, repeat, 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 just like a newborn baby, right? And he slept right through last night. Sorry. I just wish I could video this. If you could, oh, he's going to get slapped in the face in a minute. Like he's pulling on this cord from, you know, when you've got a cat. You know when you've got like a cat scratching post? And you've got like a cat fishing. I'm going to put this in the bin because when you've got a cat scratching post and you've got fishing line on the top, he's trying to pull the fishing line and he was pulling the fishing line. I thought it was going to like vibrate next to him. There you go. Play away. I'll just keep tossing the ribbon in the air so he can play with that. So, yeah, self-care has taken on a new, like, meaning for me, and I can't believe that I'm doing what I'm doing at the moment with the amount of work that I'm doing and still functioning, because I don't really function that great, like, going full ball every day. That's just not good for me. It's not something that I'm comfortable with. I can get away with it at times if I'm, you know, tossing in a chakra dance or going for a walk or trying to just lie down with my body or use my oils, essential, whatever I can do and talk about where I'm at. And like, I'm really a big talker. And if you're not a big talker and you're holding things on, just talking and releasing and vomiting stuff out can be a real big game changer. And I think for me, it's the resistance that things persist. So it's like, well, when we get tired, we're like, we resist everything that we're feeling. And like, we're never going to be this cool, calm, collected person every day. Life just isn't played that way. And I think the message of that it should be played that way is a load of shit, to be honest. If you could see me right now, I'm in my pajama shorts with a t-shirt. I'm holding a fishing rod, well, a toy fishing rod and a ribbon. And Wolfgang is running around having the time of his life while Mummy's recording the podcast. I wish I could do a visual on this. It's so funny. Can you hear him jumping? It's hilarious. This is going to tire him out. Mummy's smart, right? So he's going to sleep right through the night. Yes, you are, Wolfgang. Yes, you are. Come for a walk with Mummy, and we're going to walk up and down while Mummy's recording the podcast, and you're going to fall asleep any second. So I just want you to kind of, you know, gauge where you're at mentally, emotionally, spiritually with your self-care. And if your head is really kind of saying cruel things to you, I would love to invite you in to stop and pause and reset. And what do you need to say no to right now? And what do you need to say yes? Okay. Does your body need to rest? Does it need to go for a walk? Like, not none of this, I should. What does your body need? Right? What does your body need? You're the one that knows yourself better than anyone. What's making you feel guilty? Right? What's making you feel guilty? Guilt's a big one. Oh, I shouldn't do this because of that. Then maybe go and do it. Right? And if people want to have a problem with that, that's on them, not you. Right? That's on them, not you. I'm still walking around with Wolfgang. Whoops, he's just seen Han Solo. Oh, now Han Solo wants to play with the fishing line. They're both going to play like little brothers. Isn't that cute? I'm going to go. I love you dearly. Can you believe we're in October? We are so blessed to have Wolfgang in this family, and makes me really emotional how special he is. Oh, the fishing line just broke. Did you hear that snap? All right, I love you dearly, and just a quickie here, and take care, and yeah, come and say hi on Instagram or Facey. Ciao, bye.